Welcome to Axis Moneynomics by Axis Mutual Fund.
Bablin, have you ever felt guilty after spending money on Netflix, Amazon, Spotify, or even buying some of the Apple products?
Well, yes, Hari. But you know what? If you could own a piece of these giants and get a chance to participate in their long-term growth journey...
Is that even possible, Bablin?
Yes, surely it's possible.
Investing in global brands? That sounds very interesting, Bablin.
Yes, let's talk more about it.
Great. Hello and welcome to another episode of Axis Moneynomics. This is Hari from Axis Mutual Fund. In today's episode, we have with us Bablin Kaur, Senior Product Manager at Axis Mutual Fund. And she is going to help us understand all about investing in global brands. Welcome to Axis Moneynomics, Bablin.
Hey, Hari. Thanks for having me here. So I'm a part of the product management team at Axis Mutual Fund. So I take care of both active as well as passive mutual fund schemes, including the global funds that we have.
Sure. Great, Bablin. Let's get started, Bablin. Let me ask the first question to you. First thing that comes to mind is that why should even people consider investing in a global brand?
Well, Hari, imagine having a piece of the world's most renowned companies in your investment portfolio. So these brands have proven their mettle by establishing themselves as leaders in their respective industries across the world. Think of the companies, the Apples, the Microsofts, the Googles of the world. Today, we cannot imagine a world without any of them. So investing in these global brands allows you to diversify your portfolio beyond the domestic companies. Global diversification helps you to reduce the concentration risk in the Indian market and also gives you exposure to companies with innovative themes that may not be available in the Indian markets. So it's like having a bite of apple, you know, quite literally.
A bite of apple? Sounds very delicious, Bablin. But tell me, Bablin, you know, these giants have been here for quite some years. Do they still have room for growth, or is it that, you know, the cup is already full and there's no more space for growth from these companies?
So that's a great question, Hari. So despite being giants, many of these global companies are still innovating and expanding to new markets. Just look at how Amazon started out as a simple online bookstore and now it has become an e-commerce giant. Look at how Apple is now betting big on healthcare, or how Spotify is going deeper with personalization. So yes, they definitely have room to grow. With growing digitization, these companies are also integrating AI and machine learning models in their systems to increase efficiency. Look at how generative AI models, renewable energy, and cutting-edge biotech is transforming the world.
Sure, Bablin. I think there's a lot to explore and look forward to from these companies. Tell us something, Bablin. You know, how do our listeners sort of get started with investing in these brands?
Well, there are two ways to go about it. You can invest directly in the global markets, or you can go for an indirect route via mutual funds. Now, to invest directly, you'll have to open an overseas trading account with a domestic or foreign broker. This will also come with a set of regulatory and, you know, compliance challenges, as well as a higher minimum amount to start with. If you do not have the time or expertise to conduct your own research and pick stocks, then you may consider the second route, which is via mutual funds. Now, with mutual funds, you can get easy access to overseas markets without opening a separate trading account. And through this route, there are two ways, you know, two types of funds you can look at. So there are mutual funds that offer diversified exposure to both domestic and international stocks. Then another category, which is the international funds, which are focused solely on investing globally. So these funds work just like other equity mutual funds and are managed by professional experts.
Wow, that sounds very simple, Bablin. I mean, through mutual fund, one can participate in these global brands. Folks, if you want to know more about equity mutual funds, don't forget to check out our previous episodes. While investing in global brands sounds very exciting, Bablin, I'm sure there must be some risk involved here, right?
Absolutely, Hari. So no investment is risk-free. Global brands are vulnerable to changes in customer preferences, economic downturns, and industry disruptions. Currency fluctuations and geopolitical events may also impact global investments. But you can check your risk profile and accordingly decide which funds are suitable for you, you know. So remember, just like a perfect cup of tea needs time to brew, your equity investments also need time to brew.
Great, Bablin. I think that was quite useful and helpful for all of us. Thank you for joining us today, Bablin. It was great having you here. And that's all for today. Thank you for tuning in. If you found this episode helpful, don't forget to subscribe and feel free to share it with your friends who are exploring the world of investing. Remember to follow our podcast, Access Moneynomics, so you don't miss out on interesting topics. Until then, this is Hari signing off. Please refer to the scheme information document for detailed asset allocation and investment strategy. Portfolio allocation is based on the prevailing market conditions and is subject to changes depending on the fund manager's view of the markets. Stocks, issuers, top stocks mentioned above are for the purpose of illustration and should not be construed as recommendation to buy, sell, or hold. The fund manager may or may not choose to hold the stock mentioned from time to time.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.